Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And today we turn to Psalm 17, verses 1 through 7 and verse 15. Listen to what's right, Lord. Pay attention to my cry. Listen closely to my prayer. It's spoken by lips that don't lie. My justice comes from you. Let your eyes see what is right. You have examined my heart, testing me at night. You've looked me over closely, but haven't found anything wrong. My mouth doesn't sin, but these other people's deeds. I have avoided such violent ways by the command from your lips. My steps are set firmly on your paths. My feet haven't slipped. I cry out to you because you answer me. So tilt your ears toward me now. Listen to what I am saying. Manifest your faithful love in amazing ways because you are the one who saves those who take refuge in you, saving them from their attackers by your strong hand. But me? I will see your face in righteousness when I awake. I will be filled full by seeing your image. Our devotion today is written by Angel A. Denker, Lutheran pastor and veteran journalist who has written for many publications, including Sports Illustrated, The Washington Post, and Fortune magazine. Her book, Red State Christians, Understanding the Voters Who Elected Donald Trump, was the 2019 Silver Forward Indies Award winner for political and social sciences. The Psalms provide a manual of sorts for how to pray. Spoiler alert, there is no right way to pray, so long as your direct address to God is authentic, honest, and full of genuine feeling. Many are apprehensive about praying out loud in front of others, or even just praying at all. We've watched too many examples of overly pious or practiced prayers. We've imagined that prayer must be pre-written and holy sounding. But read some Psalms. They are raw. They often begin in a beseeching tone that reminds me of my 5-year-old son when I have waited too long to respond to one of his many requests. Hear me, O God! Yet isn't this plea what we all desire deep down? Human beings need food, water, shelter, clothing, and love and affirmation. As parents and caregivers know all too well, babies cry not just for physical reasons, like diaper change, milk, or even a sore belly. Sometimes they cry merely to be recognized and acknowledged. I read recently that human beings are the only species to cry real tears for non-physical reasons. The same report found that people were more empathetic after seeing images of people crying tears. At its most powerful, the Book of Psalms is a brilliant representation of the human desire to be connected to God. The Psalms are a raging cry against the culture of heartless, cold individualism, because the Psalms demand emotional connection and response. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. God, grant me the courage to approach you with honesty and rawness, knowing that you hear my prayer. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.